Hello again, folks. I've been working on another video and I just thought I'd do a quick take on what's been going on in Iran. So the Americans, Trump's ordered the missile strike on what appears to be the number two guy in Iran, head of the Al-Quds military and an all-round top dude in Iran. And they've blown up to bits. And what's kind of got me triggered is the reaction of the sort of alt-light right-wing populists on Twitter, on social media, and even in political parties. Jared Batten of UKIP's come out and said it's all great stuff, all wonderful. Go on, Mr. Trump. What's been happening in Britain over the last 6 months or so is this large rejection of the counter jihad. In this case, it was Tommy Robinson. There's been a lot of things said, and I never really got very involved in that. But what I did like about it was that it was also a rejection of having our people, our populist nationalist movement, dragged around by the noses. And what you can see is that when you don't stand against this infiltration and these false narratives which the counter-jihad types promote, then you end up where you have to come out on the side of neocon policies in Iraq. And so I was quite happy to see the dwindling influence of that and for them to come over to a more authentic nationalist movement. And then when the neocons get to work and they start blowing people up in the Middle East, and how this plays out, we don't know. It's too early to say. But then when that begins to happen, like what I've seen today is just that all of this huge section of what we would think of as being the populist right coming out in support of it. And this isn't even that controversial because the foreign policy, the foreign wars, Trump was voted in to stop that. So this isn't like we're talking about some deep Zionist conspiracy stuff. This is just what Trump was elected for. They supported him when he got in on that ticket. And in terms of sort of red pilling people and waking people up to certain questions, the foreign policy was always the easiest one to swallow because being against foreign intervention, being against sending your soldiers to wars in the Middle East is a very easy and uncontroversial position to hold. So I at least thought, well, this will be an easy sell for a wider populist movement. Because they don't have to say anything particularly controversial. They can get on board with this. And after the 2016 election, when Trump won, I thought, well, by and large, they have. And to one degree or another, they may not like some of the edgier talk which goes on in, say, the alt-right or whatever. But in terms of foreign policy and wars in the Middle East, they at least get that much. They at least think, yeah, there is a little bit too much Israeli influence here, and it's not in our benefit, so I can at least come out against this. And here we are, and they've done absolutely nothing of the sort. They're cheering it on. They think it's great stuff that it happens. And you know, these are the people who frame themselves as being against globalism. But what do they think this is? What do they actually what power do they think is now tooling up the bombs to invade them? That's globalist power. Just because they don't, but they've got this knee-jerk reaction. Oh well, it's Muslims, and we've kind of fed it in, or fed this drip feed, where we think, oh well, it's all bad, and the more we bomb them, it's better because we don't like them. We don't like what they do in our countries, and it's just completely moronic. Now, this is the for this. What the neocons are is really, and Trump at this point, is really just an extension. This is just the globalist foreign policy with bombs. And this is just the flip side of, say, the transgender, mass immigration, white privilege, the all that rubbish that drives everybody nuts in the West. That this isn't something separate. This is the exact same thing. It's just that it's being exported to tougher nuts to crack with missiles. But the end result will be the same, and the same people will be sitting on top of the rubble. And the way they try and tell themselves that this is a sort of something worth getting on board with is that they then turn to the Liberals, to people like Jeremy Corbyn or Bernie Sanders, people on the left who are in principle against foreign intervention and especially in the Middle East, and to one degree or another have a quite a good understanding of it. George Galloway would be another one. And then what they're going to say is that somebody like George Galloway is just this snowflake, and that especially the American boomer contingent of this is absolutely rotten. These patriotards. I mean, on the one hand, at least in Britain, we've made a dent in that, or at least I thought we had. I think we have by and large. In America, it's absolutely toxic. And you can see under every one of Trump's tweets, they're cheering it on. Go for it. At least we have a president who's going to stand up for us. And this is why we elected you, to keep America safe. But what they're cheering on is just the globalist foreign policy. And like I say, what they're going to then do is say, if somebody say on the left, the liberal left say, if they say we're not on board with this, this is Trump's a lunatic, we don't want any more problems, we don't want any more wars, then they are going to say that these are just triggered snowflakes, and they don't like it that we finally got a president with some balls. And they've come out with some of the cringiest bad take memes I've ever seen on the internet. They're absolutely appalling. But you'll notice that the only people who are actively also coming out in the media is awash with the Ben Shapiro types. And you know, these populist right-wing figures like Gerard Batten and whatnot, David Vance on Twitter, all of the rest of them, they've been bombarded for years. They've been bombarded with years about what this is all about who benefits from it in the Middle East. Gonna have to watch what I say because it's on YouTube, and they're gonna start and control. They'll start and censor YouTube in terms of who doesn't like going to war in Iran. That's coming next as well. Because they already do it for the social policy, so then you're a far-right extremist or an alt-right incel, and they're just going to do it for the other side of the paradigm, which is foreign policy. That'll probably end up being censored as well. And these lunatics who think of themselves as being right-wing and against this agenda are coming out cheering it from the heavens. And it's so stupid that I can barely believe it. They've been told all of this stuff a million times. They've been called Zionist shills a million times, and then when it comes down to it, and that they know that there's a huge base of support who can see straight through the bullshit, they're then going to do it anyway. They're then going to go along with the neocon line anyway, despite it all. And it makes it, these, as they call them now, they call them influencers, these social media influencers who spend all day on Twitter, tweeting this stuff out. And it's depressing. It's really quite depressing. And I did my own tweet where we've had this crap Star Wars film came out, and there's a bit where the on the trailer where the Emperor like clicks his fingers, and all of these Star Destroyers break through the ground and come up, and all of a sudden there's this huge space navy in the space. And I thought, this is the same kind of thing. They've broke cover and revealed themselves for what they really are. And I think that's the takeaway from this. I don't know how this is going to play out. It could be that it sort of settles down, this new trouble in the Middle East with Iran. It could settle down. But in the days and weeks ahead, however it goes, you're now going to see the real shills reveal themselves. That's what's going to happen here. And sometimes, you know, you're going to find people who will be principled. These American pundits I don't know much about. There's one called Cassandra Fairbanks or something. They're coming out against this, and you think, okay, that's fair enough. And then you've got other people like Gerard Batten, who are really surprised me. I didn't think he'd come out in favour of this. And so the real shills, or if you don't like that term, people who are just wrong and a bit stupid and going along with a false narrative are now going to reveal themselves. The wheat is going to separate itself from the chaff. But it's a pretty depressing state of affairs, folks, I've got to say that. I thought we'd reached them. I thought this was done with. And it feels like the last 5 or 6 years have just been for nothing. But let's see how it turns out, and let's see just how many of these people reveals themselves. And I just wanted to make a video sort of saying this is the situation, and we can keep an eye on it. So thanks for listening, folks. I'll catch you later.